The Marketplace of Ideas is open for business on The Steve Gruber Show.
Michael Bloomberg, the nanny of the world, is out there trying to get more taxes on, well, just about anything you can imagine. Calls himself a Republican, but I don't know in whose eyes that would be true. You know, he's a socialist and a Marxist. You know, more often than not, he's not really a free trader. That's with a D, not with a T. Anyhow, Phil Kirpin here, president of the American Commitment, joining me today to talk about a soda tax that he would like to take worldwide. Not Phil, but Nanny Bloomberg would. Phil, welcome back.
Hey, Steve, great to be with you.
Always good to have you here. So this soda tax was up and down in Chicago, I don't know, Cook County there. It was on the books for a few weeks, and then the people just basically revolted against it. They wouldn't put up with it. And yet Bloomberg wants to continue on to the United Nations with this idea. Do tell.
Yeah, that was kind of an amazing thing, because Bloomberg, I think, spent like $15 million to try to keep the Cook County soda tax, and he lost the council vote on repeal 15-1. So that was a pretty big setback for him. But, you know, he's got it in Philadelphia. He's got it in Berkeley. He's had certainly his successes with this. And he's trying to go global now. There's going to be a debate at the United Nations General Assembly in September on non-communicable diseases. And they had a big blue ribbon panel to make recommendations. And they did not recommend a soda tax. And Bloomberg was so upset about that he said, I'm going to create my own panel with only handpicked people that I picked who love soda taxes, and I'm going to pay them to write their own report, and they're going to say we need some soda taxes. And so he's going to take his own report to the UN and try to get them to adopt this recommendation for worldwide soda taxes. And
let me jump in there, because as it often is, the focus of the left, and he can call himself a Republican. He certainly is not. He's not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, in my estimation. But as is often the case, his focus is misdirected. What I mean by that is sugar is a problem. Sugar, some would say, is poison because of the obesity problems and diabetes and things that are going on in the developed Western world at dramatic levels now. But the focus should then be on the taxpayers no longer subsidizing high fructose corn syrup. That might be a way to go if you wanted to get sugar out of the American diet or the diet of Europeans. But taxing the end product, taxing the poor, well, that doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense now, does it?
No, I wouldn't think so. And, you know, even, you know, sugar is, you know, sugar has the number of calories it does. So does fat. So do, you know, starches. I mean, you know, if you look at the American diet, actually, most of the increase in calories has not come from sugar. It's mostly come from starch and fat. Sugar's up a little bit, but it really doesn't account for the obesity crisis. And even in places where you've almost completely eliminated soda among kids and schools and so forth, obesity's continued to rise. And so I'm not saying soda's a good thing. I think you need to have everything in moderation, but the idea that this is the silver bullet cure for obesity, I think, is completely false.
I agree with that.
The dimensions of the problem. But even if it were totally true, I agree with you. You don't tax people who can't afford to pay the tax in the hopes that that will then cause the behavior you want to see. And that's precisely what Bloomberg is saying proudly. And there's a video of him. You could find it. It's all over the internet. He was at the IMF spring meetings. And the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, said, well, you know, isn't this regressive? Aren't you taxing the poor? And he said, yes, that's the point. We want to tax them so they can't afford it anymore, and then they won't buy sodas. You know, he was very open about that.
Yeah, and the problem is he's looking in the wrong place. Because, yes, soda is loaded with sugar, but the problem is so is everything else. And I'll respectfully disagree with you, Phil, because we do consume sugar in an unprecedented way over what we did even just 100 years ago or more. But I did like your terminology. The dimension and the dimensions of obesity are very concerning. I would say that's exactly right. Because the strain on the healthcare systems is massive, but you can't go and attack the end product, because if you look at just about anything, pick up a box of cereal, picks up, you know, a Slim Jims, anything, and look at the sugar content in meat products and processed foods, everything that's just loaded up with this stuff, and to attack one product, one sector, one group of companies is misguided.
Well, you know, they also, it's kind of interesting, you know, they say, you know, sugary beverages are evil, we need to tax sugary beverages. But almost all the cities that have done this also tax diet, which, you know, you got to wonder what's the logic there. And, you know, I know in Chicago when they did it, they said if we didn't tax diet, it would be racist because the white people mostly drink diet. So.
Yeah, well, of course it would be, because when you don't have a viable argument, you throw the race card, you throw the misogyny card, you throw whatever card you can because you don't have anything else to. I mean, that's part and parcel, isn't it, Phil?
Well, just, you know, it's interesting. With the left, they always have sort of their competing priorities, none of which make a lot of sense. And then you get these policies that are incoherent.
What do you think the chances of Bloomberg getting this through?
If the UN does adopt this, then from then we'll continually hear, you know, why are we not complying with the UN? We need to, and it'll just be another part of this drumbeat to put these taxes on everyone.
Well, what do you think the chances of this making its way through the United Nations now, negotiating its way through and Bloomberg getting his way?
Oh, I don't know. UN does so many stupid stuff. I mean, I think there's a pretty good chance. I mean, the one reason I think they might not do it is that their own panel did not recommend it. But, you know, that doesn't mean that Bloomberg won't be able to get, you know, his own report out there and make a big push. And so we'll see. I mean, I assume the United States, that Nikki Haley is going to be against this. But, you know, that doesn't assure that we'll control the outcome. So, you know, it's something to keep an eye on. I don't know how likely it is, but it certainly isn't something we could rule out.
And Bloomberg has money to push the idea. All right, Phil, greatly appreciated. Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment. Always a pleasure to have you here, Phil.
All right, have a good one.
You too. So when you head into the weekend, be careful. Look at the labels of the things that you consume. You know, just stop and look at the labels as you go through the store today or tomorrow and just go, wow. I mean, look at the meat products and the sugar and the high fructose corn syrup. You wonder why there's an obesity issue in America? I don't wonder. Read the label. By nearly any measure, Michigan's roads and bridges are in very tough shape right now. We know construction is inconvenient, but that's the cost of improvement and moving forward. Don't forget to slow down in construction zones. Mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters all out there working every day to improve Michigan. So let them do that. Give them a break, if you would. That's a message from the MichiganConstruction.com folks. Find out more about them and find the sexiest job of the week at SteveGruber.com. The sexiest job of the week at SteveGruber.com. Just click on Michigan Construction. We'll be right back.